We're going to Ukraine now. Day 509 of war there. Two people have died in an attack on the bridge linking the occupied Crimean Peninsula to Russia. Meanwhile, Russia has officially confirmed that it will not extend the Black Sea grain export deal, which expires tonight. Ukraine also claims it has retaken 210 square kilometres of territory since its counteroffensive began. We're joined now by Ukrainian correspondent with the Financial Times, Christopher Miller, and author of the recent book, The War Came to Us, Life and Death in Ukraine. Christopher Miller, good afternoon. Thank you very much for taking our call today.
Sure, thank you for having me.
What's known first of all about this bridge attack and who was responsible?
Well, the Ukrainian authorities here are not on the record saying that they were behind the attack, but Ukrainian intelligence sources are telling myself, as well as other Western media outlets and Ukrainian outlets here, that it was a combination of naval forces and security services that were behind the attack, which occurred just before dawn this morning, and apparently by either one or possibly a couple of naval drones. And the naval drone aspect was confirmed by the Deputy Prime Minister here in Kiev, who's in charge of digital innovation. And he was speaking also about just how the production of drones has ramped up yesterday, and suggesting that this was a result of that production. And we know that at least one span of this bridge has collapsed, you know, fully stopping traffic at the moment.
Two parents killed, their daughter injured. Why would Ukrainians attack this bridge?
Yeah, unfortunately, there were casualties in this attack. You know, the Ukrainians see this bridge as essentially a logistical link for Russia's military. It connects Russia with occupied Crimea. The Russians, since they forcibly annexed Crimea in 2014, have militarized the peninsula, and they're really using it as a supply hub, a logistics hub, to fuel their invasion of southern Ukraine. We know that military equipment, as well as troops, are moved from Crimea up into the southern regions of Zaporizhia and Kherson to help with Russia's military offensives, and more recently, as Ukraine launches its counteroffensive, Russia's defensives on that front line in the southern part of the region. So it's a really crucial link from Russia to its southern forces. The only other link that Russia has is this what they call a land bridge that connects Russia through southern Ukraine to these occupied territories, but it's under missile fire from Ukrainian troops right now and isn't the safest route for Russian forces to get to the front line. So possibly destroying this bridge or disrupting traffic, as the Ukrainians have done in this attack, could serve them on the battlefield as they press ahead with their counteroffensive.
It's about this time last year that deal, the export grain export deal at the Black Sea, was brokered by the United Nations and Turkey to alleviate a global food crisis by allowing Ukrainian grain blocked by the conflict to be exported safely. It's been extended several times, Christopher, but it's due to expire again today, and Russia has said nothing about extending it any further.
That's right. Russia announced today that it would pull out of the deal. Moscow has seen this as a bad deal for itself since it was brokered, even though the Ukrainians and Turkey has worked very hard to keep this deal in place. You know, Russia pulling out of it really does risk tens of millions of tons of food exports from Ukraine going out, and really could have a massive impact on the global south, countries in Africa in particular, which rely heavily on food exports and grains and cereals from Ukraine. So yes, the Russians are not signaling that they're interested in continuing this, and it could have some pretty serious global ramifications.
Although I do see that the Turkish president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, has said, quote, his friend, Russian President Vladimir Putin, wants to continue this humanitarian corridor, despite the statement from Moscow this morning. He made these comments during a press conference in Istanbul before a visit to Saudi Arabia today. 509 days in now, Christopher, where is this war going?
Yeah, that's the big question. You know, the Ukrainian military is certainly pressing forward with its counteroffensive. President Volodymyr Zelensky has said, admitted rather, that it's not going as smoothly and as quickly as anticipated and hoped. the Ukrainians do have it's Western tanks, Western munitions. They've trained up several brigades specifically for this counteroffensive that they hope will wrest back, if not all Russian-occupied territory, then a significant portion of it, which could put them in a very strong negotiating position to perhaps sit down with the Russians or mediators to come up with some kind of solution to end this war. But Russia has shown no signs that it wants to end this war. It's very clear that Vladimir Putin would like to see the Ukrainian country brought into Moscow's sphere of influence. And so it's difficult at this moment to see any kind of solution. And it looks very much like this is going to grind on for quite some time, unfortunately.
Christopher Miller, Ukrainian correspondent with the Financial Times. Thank you for speaking to us today.